This is a phase one commutation hearing. Oh, let me put this mic on. Start all this. A phase one commutation hearing for Alfredo Cano, ADC number 074388. Mr. Cano is asking for a 6.5-year reduction in his sentence. He is now serving a sentence of 11.25 years for burglary in the second degree, as well as a sentence for 15.75 years for a kidnapped domestic violence with an enhancement on there. His earned lease credit date for the burglary is 5/23, May 23rd of 2019. If he granted the 6.5 years, he would get time served on the kidnapping, where he's serving 15.75 years. He has an earned lease credit date of March 30th to 2023. Given the 6.5-year sentence reduction, he would have had a release date of August 31st of 2017. Mr. Cameron states that the reason that he is asking for the purpose for his commutation is that because of his health, he's terminally ill with cirrhosis of the liver. He believes that he would not walk out of prison if he doesn't get this, that his condition is worsening. He says he must be granted commutation or pardon. He must abide by all state and federal laws. According to the pre-sentence report, this is an incident that occurred that the victim reported that she and the defendant were living together, but he was in jail for a prior domestic violence incident between them. He called and wanted her to pick him up while he was on work for her. She was unable to locate him and he became angry because she failed to pick him up. The defendant came to her residence at 3 a.m. in the morning, kicked in the front door. She was on the bed and he began to threaten her. He got on top of her and started to choke her, and then he placed his hands over her mouth and nose and tried to suffocate her until she was able to fight him off. The defendant has a long history of crimes which seem to elevate, starting back to July of 1983. All of these crimes include crimes such as theft, possession under the influence of a controlled substance, disorderly conduct, burglary, receiving stolen property, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, driving while license suspended, criminal damage, domestic violence, assault with intent to be reckless in domestic violence, threats and intimidation, assault and intent with a reckless domestic violence, fighting domestic violence, theft of a controlled substance, possession of a narcotic drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while license suspended, drug paraphernalia violation, other drug paraphernalia, criminal trespass, drug paraphernalia violation, assault of domestic violence, driving while license suspended, aggravated domestic violence, and there's a number of other charges that he's had in between there. But it's just a brief list of some of the charges that he's actually been involved in. Since he's been incarcerated, he has had some tickets. His last tickets that he received, I'm just going to read them from 2016, May 26th of 2016. He had a disobeying a verbal, which was a major. He has a positive refusal on July of 16, which was guilty, and that was a major. Then on April 16th, he was obstructing, and he was found guilty. That was a minor. Then November 17th of 16, he had a refusal to program. Again, he was guilty. That was a major. Then on September 20th of 16, he was again obstructing, guilty. That was a minor. Then it looks like on November of 16, he has a refusal to program. He was guilty of. And that was a minor. And his last incident was December of 17. It was obstructing. That he was found guilty. And that was also a minor that he was actually charged with. So he has had several domestic violence charges that he had. According to the sentence information sheet, that the count one, burglary in the second degree, the minimum he could have got was 7.5 years. The presumptive was 11.25. The absolute max that he could have got was 25 years. That sentence, he received 11.25 years, which was the presumptive. the aggravated domestic violence. The presumptive, the minimum he could receive was 3 years, the max, the presumptive was 5. The max was 7.5 years. On the third count of kidnapping domestic violence, the minimum he could receive was 10.5 years. The maximum, the presumptive was 15.75 years. The max would have been 35 years that he could receive on that sentence. And then on the fourth sentence that he was convicted on, which was for aggravated assault, he could have received 2.25 years as the minimum, presumptive of 3.75, the max of 5.75 that he could have received on those charges. Because of his past and the criminal damages that he had, that he was in serving time in jail, was out on work furlough for domestic violence at the time that he committed this current offense that he's actually in there in, he did receive the presumptive time of 11.25 years and 15.75 years in his sentence. He could have received the max and would have been a much longer sentence. He also received on the two other sentences, they were running concurrent. So those sentences could have also ran consecutive, which would have given them a considerable more amount of time. Because of that, I do not see the sentences being excessive. That's for I don't see recommending Mr. Alfred Cano to passing them on for a phase two hearing.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Cano on to a phase two hearing.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Mr. Neal. Agree, Dr. Rogers. That is going to conclude that hearing at this time.